Today's Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir Daf Yud Ches. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Gussi Mason Gutta Bas Moshe Levi, and also Lili Nishmas Henry Vogel Chaim B'Moshe Tzvi, and also for the father-in-law of a regular listener to us, Jackie Viner. Her father-in-law is Morris Leibowitz, Moshe Shimshon, Rev Tzvi Hirsch. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah from all learning. Okay, so we are beginning the Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Aleph. 13 lines from the top, and this will actually, we'll jump right into it because it's a chazara from what we learned in the preceding daf. So the Gemara says, Montana ha de Tana Rabbanan. Who is the author of the following braisa? Now we learned this braisa, that's why I said this will be chazara for us. And the braisa had said, we learned this many times, Ein bein tamei shenazar. There is no difference between a nazir who was tamei, he was in the Beis HaKfaros when he took upon himself the naziris, versus a lenazir Tahar Shinitma, to a Nazir who was originally Tahar and only subsequently became Tomei. So both of them are now Tomei. But the difference between them is Ella. She Tomei Shinazar, the one who was in the Beis HaKvaros when he was Tomei, and then he took upon himself the Naziris. So that person, his Naziris, never got started. And Shesvi Shalom, his seventh day, after he has the Hazoya on day 3 and day 7 of the Mei Paraduma, and he goes then to the Mikvah. So on day 7 itself, Tommy Shinazah, Shvi Shalom, Olo Bin Aminyan. We had pointed out that everybody agrees, even Reish Lakish, as well as certainly Rabbi Yochanan, had agreed that his Nazirus kicks in right away. It's Chal. Therefore, the minute that he's Tahar, which is on day 7, after he goes to the Mikvah, so then his Nazirus kicks in on that day. So the seventh day of his Tahara process from becoming Tomei, from going from being Tomei Mace to becoming Tar, so as soon as he's gone to the Mikvah, boom, his Naziris kicks in on day 7. As opposed to the person who was originally Tar, and then he became Tomei, so the Nazir Tar, he was originally a Tar Nazir, and only Shenitma afterwards, so his day 7 doesn't count. Ein Shvi Shalo Olo Min Aminyan. His day 7 doesn't count, he'll have to wait to day 8, and why is that so? Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda explains, and I've explained this multiple times previously, but here we see it now inside of the Gemara. Rav Chisda explains that this is the opinion of Rebbe. This Braisa goes in accord with Rebbe. What is Rebbe's opinion? Amar Rebbe, Ein Naziris Tahara Chola Elo Ad Shmini. Rebbe holds that if a person becomes Tomei during his Naziris, he was a Nazir Tar, he became Tomei, he has to go through the entire Tahara process, which means that he has to first become no longer Tomei Tumas Mei. So he has the Hazoya of the Mei Pchatos, the Paraduma, on day 3 and day 7. He goes to the Mikvah, but that's not enough. He can't start counting then because he has to wait till he brings his Korbanos on day 8. He has to bring the two bird offerings, the Ola and the Chatos, as well as the animal Oshan. And only then is he completely done with his Taglachas Tuma and his Tahara period starts. But here we point out the opinion of Rebbe, as we'll see in the Gemara today, is that you actually don't have to bring your Kabbalah. It just has to be day 8. Once it's day 8, then you start already your Naziris, even though you still have to bring your Kabbalah and do your Taglachas. The Amar Rebbe, Rebbe holds, Ein Naziris Tahara Chola El Ad Shmini. It starts on day 8. And we'll flesh this out more to say that even Rebbe's opinion is that even if you didn't bring any of the Kabbalah, you can start your Naziris Tahara count. We'll see that there are two other opinions, the Chachamin and another opinion that say, in fact, that you have to bring your Kabbanos, either one or all of the Kabbanos, in order to start your Naziris Tahara count. But for right now, we have two opinions. One which we discussed previously, we'll get back to later on today, is that the Naziris can start counting already from day 7, even for the Nazir who was originally Tar and then became Tameh. Because that opinion holds that on day 7, that's enough now that he's no longer Tameh, Tumas Meis, you can count the Naziris. Rebbe doesn't hold like that. Rebbe says you have to wait till day 8. And if you were to tell me it's that other opinion, the Itema, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehudi, if it was the opinion that says you can start counting from day 7, so then, Ha'amar Naziris, Tahatara, Mishvi, Hudachayla, he holds that it starts from day 7. And clearly this Braisa says that it only starts from day 8, so clearly this Braisa, according to Rebbe Chisda, doesn't go like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, but it goes like Rebbe. We'll see there are two other opinions as well, as I pointed out, that you have to start bringing some of your kabbanos in order for the Naziris Tahara to start, but that we'll get to towards the end of the shir. Now the Gemara says, what exactly is this machlokas? We've talked about it quite a bit, but now we're seeing it inside. My Rebbe, or my Rebbe Yossi Yehuda, what is this machlokas in Rebbe and Yossi Yehuda? And again, we'll see the two other opinions eventually as well. So the Tanya, we learn in the following braisa. The Kidesh es Rosho Bayomahu. The Pasuk tells us that after he becomes Tar, he is Kideshis Rosho, in other words, he's sanctifying himself to again start now his Naziris Tahara, Bayomahu. We have these seemingly extra words, Bayomahu. And this teaches us, Biyom Havos Korbinosav, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe's opinion is that it's on the day that you have to bring your Korbanos, although, as we'll see, we don't see this yet, but as we'll see, you don't have to have brought the Korbanos, you just have the potential to bring the Korbanos. That's the opinion of Rebbe, in other words, day 8. As opposed to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, no, Biyom Taglachto. He says, no, you do it on day 7. For the Taglachas Tumah, you do your Taglachas on day 7, and you bring your Korbanos on day 8. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, as soon as you've done your Taglachas on day 7, boom, that's when you start your Naziris Tahara count. So this is a fundamental difference between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, after the Taglachas on day 7, you start your Naziris Tahara. And Rebbe's opinion is that as soon as it's day 8, even though you haven't brought any Korbanos, you can start counting your Naziris Tahara. The Gemara says, V'hadit nan, we learned in the following Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Krisus, and it tells us over there, Nazir shenitma tumos harbe, if a Nazir became tummy multiple times, nevertheless, eino mevi el korban echad, it's possible that only have to bring one series of korbanos for his taglachas tuma. Now, this seems to be impossible. After all, each time you're tummy, you have to become tar, and you bring your korbanos of the taglachas tuma, you bring the Ola and the Chatos to the bird offerings and the Ushum, that is a animal offering, and you do the Taglachas before then. And in this situation, each time you become Tummy, you have to bring it. So how is it possible that this Mishnah in Krisus says that it's possible for a person to become Tummy multiple times and yet only bring one Korban, one series of Korbanos, an Ola, Chatos, and an Ushum? Who is the author of this Mishnah? Mantana. So Rav Chisda tells us, I'm Rav Chisda, same Rav Chisda told us a moment ago that the other Brisa was Rebbe. He goes and now tells us that this Mishnah goes according to Rav Yosef Yehuda. I'm Rav Chisda, Rav Yosef Yehuda, this Mishnah increases must be only Rav Yosef Yehuda, who holds Yom Naziris Tahara Mishvi Chayla. He says that the Naziris Tahara starts already after you do your Taglachas on day 7. After you had the Hatzoy on day 3 and day 7, you went to the Mikvah and then you did your Taglachas, now you start your Tahara Naziris on day 7. And this Mishnah goes in accord with that. How do we have then multiple tumas, shenitma tumas harbe, and yet he only brings one series of korbanos, one ola, chatas, and asham? U'mishkachas lo, you can have this kigon, shenitma bishvi, he became tamei on the 7th day, after he become tar. But he hasn't yet been obligated to bring his korbanos. Even Rav Yosef Yehuda says you're not obligated to bring your korbanos until day 8. V'chaz of shenitma bishvi. Then he has to go through the Tahara process again. And he goes to the Hazor on day 3 and day 7. He goes through the 7-day period of time. He goes to the Mikvah. And then on day 7 again, after he's done his Taglachas, he goes and becomes Tamei. And again, this could happen multiple times. Now, the words, whose opinion this or money, Rav Yosef Yehuda, is deleted by most because that's what we're talking about. Rav Chis is telling us that this is the opinion of Yosef Yehuda. In any event, why? Kiven the lo yotza shah Haru'uya Leharvi Korban, since it never reached day 8 without becoming tummy again. So he was Tahar, so therefore this is multiple Tumos, and he has to restart his count each time. But since he never yet reached day 8 and never had to bring Korbanos, so Eino Chayev Ela Korban Echo. That's the understanding of this Mishnah in Krisus, is that he could become tummy multiple times on day 7. On the subsequent day seven, and yet only be chayev one series of carbons because he never made it to day 8 without becoming tamei. When he finally does reach day 8, now that he can bring his korbanos, he can bring one set of korbanos, one ola, one chatas, one asham for all the multiple periods of tumah that he had. That's the understanding. Rav Chisda says that this is Rav Yosef ben Yehuda in this Mishnah in Krisus because the e tema. Rebbe, because if you're going to tell me it's Rebbe's opinion, so then we have a problem. If you're going to tell me, and then, we can be gorgeous or not. If you're telling me he has multiple tumas, all of them on day 7, like we just explained to Rav Yosef Yehuda, so then there's no reason to think that you would bring more than one carbon. Kula tuma arirti. This is no different than if a person became tummy any point in time during the 7-day period of time when he's starting to count to become a Tahar person from Tumas Meis. So he became Tummy on day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, or day 7. There's no difference. It's one Tumah. And we wouldn't have had a Hava Mina that he should be bringing multiple Korbanos because he never became Tahar. V'i dinit mo bishmini And if you're telling me, oh, no, it's talking about he became Tomei only on day 8, after he was already mechuyev to bring his korbanos, even though he didn't bring them, v'chaz v'nit mashmiyah, then he became Tomei again. So then, why would we think that one set of korbanos would be good enough? Harei yatzah shah shiruri lavi korban, and he certainly would have to bring multiple korbanos. So obviously, there's no way to understand this Mishnah, Rav Chisda says, like Rabbi, and therefore this Mishnah increases, only goes like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Now, let's see this inside a little bit more. My time with the Rebbe. Where does Rebbe get his idea that you just have to reach day 8, even though you didn't bring your korbanos, and now it's considered that you can start your now Naziris B'Tahara? My time with the Rebbe. What's his reasoning? Because the pasuk we just had, Amakra, this pasuk at the beginning of the pasuk says, V'chibra alav me'asher chato al ha'nefesh, and then it says, V'hadar v'kideshes rosho, and it says, Bayom ha'hu. Now, all of this is Rebbe's understanding. Rav Yosef Yehuda says, Im Kain, Lamakra Vikidish is Rosho. It should just say Vikidish is Rosho. And we turn to Yudches Amid Beis. Why does it tell us over here as well? Bayomaho, Lomali. What do you need that? So therefore, Imeno Inyan Lishmini, Tineul Inyan Shvi. So Rav Yosef Yehuda says that the extra word Bayomaho, I use it to tell me not on the 8th day, but you start the Naziris Bitara. After you do the Taglachas, and after you became Torah on the 7th day, that's when you can actually start counting your Naziris B'Tara. So the obvious question is, for Rebbe, Nami Hoksir B'Yomahu, what does Rebbe do with the words B'Yomahu? Rav Yosef Yehuda teaches us B'Yomahu means not the 8th day, but means the 7th day. It adds, the words are extra, and it comes to move it up from the 8th day to the 7th day. But Rebbe says it's supposed to be the 8th day, so what does he do with the words B'Yomahu? They're not extra. Oh, Amaloch Rebbe. Rebbe tells us, How lo malach ah api shelo hevi korbanosav. Oh, here's what we see, Rabbi Shita, that even though the person didn't bring his korbanos, but it was roy to bring his korbanos, he could bring his korbanos on day 8. So even though he hasn't brought them, Bayom Ahu tells us that even though normally v'chiper means that you got a kapara by bringing your korbanos, the extra words Bayom Ahu, according to Rabbi, teach us that even though you didn't bring your korbanos, you start the Naziris Patara on day 8. So there's a fundamental difference between Rav Yosef Yehuda, who uses the words Bayomahu to move it up to day 7. And Rabbi, who teaches us Bayomahu, comes to tell us that even though normally the Chiper, which was the beginning of the pasuk, would say that you need to bring your korbanos to get a kapara, so Bayomahu comes to tell me, no, even if you didn't bring your korbanos, you start in Naziris Tara on day 8. Now we'll have again two more opinions that tell us, no, you have to bring either some or most of your korbanos in order to start the Naziris Tara, but we'll get to that eventually. New Gemara says, why did Rav Chisda, my docha ke lo okbek Rav Yosef Yehuda, why did Rav Chisda have to learn this Mishnah in Krisus like Rav Yosef the Rebbe Yehuda? After all, you could have learned it lokbo kegom denitbo dechazya bilel shmini. You could have said that the person became tamei on the start of the 8th day, meaning the night, what we call or yom shmona. So at nighttime you can't bring your korbanos, and yet it's now the 8th day, and therefore, why didn't he learn it that it could be going according to Rebbe, and we're dealing with the night? Mustn't it be? The Rebbe he, and therefore, it could also fit into Rebbe that you have multiple periods of Tumah, because he's no longer Tomei at that point in time, but he hasn't yet been able to bring his korbanos. So why did Rav Chisda force us to learn the Mishnah Krisus like Rav Yosef Yehuda? He could have learned it like Rebbe, and say that the Tumah occurred on the beginning of the 8th day, meaning the night of the 8th day, or Liyom Shmona. So Gemara says, Midelo Mokim Lo Kerebi. Since he didn't learn it this way, we clearly see that Rav Chisda's opinion is, Leimo Kesover Lelya Lav Mechusus Manu. Maybe he holds that the nighttime isn't considered Mechusus Man. Even though you can't bring your korbanos then, it's not called Mechusus Man. And therefore, according to Rebbe, it would have to require multiple bringing of korbanos, even though he wasn't yet able to go bring the korbanos, but that would be considered a separate tumah that would require a separate set of korbanos. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. Amar Rav Abba bar Ava, ha b'hatayi. No, you don't have to go and say that, because the two go automatically hand in hand. If you hold Laila is Lav Mechusus Manhu, or if you hold that Laila is Mechusus Man, there's no way you could learn this like Rebbe anyway. Rav Chisda had to learn it like Rav Yosef Yehuda, because Amar Rav Abba bar Ava, ha b'hatayi, the two go together. If you're telling me that the nighttime is still considered Mechusus Man, so emas versil le carbon le tzafra. So when can you bring your korbanos? Only in the morning. So Naziris nami lo chayla tzafra. So the Naziris also can't begin until the morning. If it's the morning, so then clearly it's not multiple tumas. It's one tuma arichta. The Amis Lelya ain't a mechusisban. If you're telling me that nighttime is not a mechusisban, so the Naziris Tahara, Chayla Biorta. So then also the Naziris starts counting from the nighttime already. And if it becomes Tumah after that, it's a separate episode of Tumah and it would require its own set of karbanos. So Miman of Shach, however you want to hold for Rebbe's opinion, Laila is mechusisban, Laila's not mechusisban, Rebbe would either hold this one Tumah Richta or it's definitely clearly separate Tumas, and there's no way Rebbe could be the author of the Mishnah increases, which is why Rav Chisda was, so to say, forced to learn the Mishnah increases only like Rav Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says Gufa. Now this Gufa is a little bit of an unusual Gufa, and if you look in the Rosh, Dibur Maskul Gufa, he says Hach Gufa Lo Heve Kishar Gufa Shel Talmud. This Gufa is not like other Gufa usage in the Talmud. Normally, when we have Gufa, it repeats what we've said previously, and it will just either repeat it in its entirety. There are those that say, Amar Mar means only repeating it partially, and Gufa means we're going to repeat the entire thing, but it always means you're repeating something that was already stated in the Gemara, but this Gufa is different. Ella, Shalosho Nazir Mishuna. As I mentioned many times, we had this by Nadarim even more so, that the Lashon and Nadarim is different, but even the Lashon that we use for various words, like Tibai instead of Teku, we just had this the other day, in Nazir is also an unusual language usage. So the word Guf over here is a little bit unusual. Shahari Lohevi Zosa Braisa Le'el. We're about to quote a Braisa, which we didn't really bring beforehand. So Gufa is inappropriate. And in fact, there are those that have the Girsa over here, as you can see in Agos Habach, and he says that the Girsa should be Tanu Rabbanan. We're now introducing a new Braisa and not with the word Gufa. In any event, according to the Girsa, that it is Gufa, so the Rosh explains, Ella, Mishum de Rebbe, Rav Yossi, Ayri Le'el, B'hachin Yonah, so Amar Gufa. Since we already had this machlokas in part between Rav Yosef Yehuda and Rebbe, now we'll introduce the other opinions as well in this Braisa. So whether we say Tanu Rabbanan or whether we say Gufa over here, we learn as follows. Nitma Bishvi, if a person became Tomei on day 7, V'chozar V'nitma Bishvi, and then he became Tomei again on day 7 after he went through the Tahara process again. So the first time he did, again, the Tahara process from Tommy Mace on day 3 and day 7, he had the Hazoya, the sprinkling of the Paraduma, ashes, water on him. And then on day 7, he goes to the Mikvah, and then Nitma Bishvi, he became Tommy after that. The Chazav Nitma Bishvi, and then he became Tommy again. On day 7, the same thing happened again. Eino maybe Ela Karban Echad. So this is very similar to the Mishnah we had in Krisus, but this is a Braisa. It's not the same as the Mishnah in Krisus. So Eino maybe Ela Karban Echad. He only has to bring one carbon for the two or three or four periods of Tumah that he had, because they're all considered at this point in time, according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, that he wasn't yet obligated to bring his Karbanos, and therefore they're all separate Tumahs, so multiple Tumahs, but it's only one Chiv in the Karbanos. But Nitmo Bishmini, if he became Tamei on day 8, and then, again, he went through the Tahara process, had the Hazoya on day 3 and 7, went to the Mikvah, and then now it's day 8, and he became Tamei again on day 8, so maybe Karban al Kolech HaViyach. Then he has to go bring a separate Karban each time. According to Rebbe, this would be simply understood that he was obligated to bring his Karbanos, even if he didn't bring them yet, and therefore each one is considered a separate episode, and he has to bring a separate series of Karbanos, the Ola, the Chatas, and the Asham, for each Tumah that he had. Now, the Gemara says, Maskul Umone Miyad. The Braisa continues and says that he can start counting his Naziris period on day 7, according to the Tanakhama, which is Divrei. Here we have the opinion, according to our Girsa, of Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the opinion of Yosef Yehuda, and that he can count on day 7 already the start of his Naziris Batara. But there are those, such as the Gra, that are not Goris Rabbi Eliezer over here, and it's actually, it leads to a lot of problems or questions if you're Goris Rabbi Eliezer, which Tosos goes through, but the Gra says, delete the word Rabbi Eliezer and say, this is Divrei Rebbe, and read this as Masul Umum Miyad on day 8. And on day 8, even without bringing your Korbanos, this is the opinion of Rebbe, Divrei Rebbe. And throughout this Gemara, the Gra changes around. Every time it says Rebbe Eliezer, he says it just should be Divrei Rebbe. That's actually the easiest way to learn it, and that's the way I'll continue to learn it. So, we have the opinion of Yosef Yehuda. Again, some say that's also Rebbe Eliezer, but we're not looking to learn it that way. So we'll have Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, who says that you start counting on day 7 after you've gone through the Tahara process and had your Taglachas. And then we have the opinion of Divrei Rebbe, not Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, but Divrei Rebbe, then you start counting on day 8, even though you haven't brought your Korbanos. And now we introduce the other two opinions that I've been alluding to. The Chachamim Omrim, here we have the opinion of the Chachamim that says, no, on day 8, you can only start counting after you brought Korban Echad al HaKol. So you have to go and bring still only one series of korbanos tuma, because until you actually bring one korban, you're not done with that episode of tuma. So until you bring one korban, specifically the korban chatas, until you bring the korban chachamim, korban echad ala kol, achiyavichatoso, it's not considered that you're done with that tuma until you bring the korban chatas. So until you bring the korban chatas, even though it's day 8, the chachamim's opinion is it's still considered the original tuma present. And if you get tummy again and you haven't yet brought your chatas, it's still the original tuma. It's just an extended tuma arichta, so to say, and therefore one series of korbanos when you eventually become tar and bring your korban chatas for the nazir tuma taglachas, even though you didn't bring the ola and didn't bring the ashim yet, that is enough to end off the tuma. But until you bring your chatas, as opposed to Rebbe, which says just on day 8, but the opinion of the Chacham is you have to bring at least the korban chatas, and that would then separate each of the tumas into a separate tuma period of time. Once you brought the chatas, hevi chatoso, the nidba, then you became tameh, the hevi chatoso v'nidba, then you have to go bring another series of korbanos after you became tohar, and continue, so maybe korban al kolecha v'yechot. So then, according to the Chachamim, once you brought your chatas, now you have to bring, if you became tamei, a new series of korbanos. And if you became tamei again, after you brought the chatas again, you'd have to bring a new series of korbanos. But until you brought the chatas, it's still considered one series of korbanos. A chatas and olen and asham would be enough for all the multiple tumors that you had. So this opinion of Rebbe is going to be less strict than the opinion of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, it's still considered that one series of korbanos will be able to work until you bring your korban chatas. Again, Rebbe says you just have to reach the 8th day. So, in this situation, let's read the Chachamim again. Chachamim, korban echad ala kol, achavi chatoso. You are still not considered out of your tumah and starting to count your nazirus mitara until you bring at least the korban chatas of the three korbanos that they bring for the nazirus mitumah korbanos. And then, hevi chatoso, once you bring the chatas, even though you didn't bring the ashram or the ola, the nitma, you became tame in that situation. The hevi chatoso, the nitma, and then you became tame again after you brought the chatas, so that maybe korban al-kolecha v'yachot. Each one is considered then a separate entity. However, hevi chatoso, v'lo hevi ashamo, mona. But again, according to the chachamim, you don't have to bring the ashram, and you certainly don't have to bring the ola. As long as you brought the chatas, boom, now you're done, and you would be able to, if you became tamei, have a separate new series of tuma korbanos. Now we have the fourth opinion. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer. Rabbi Shmuel is even more strict than the Chacham. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer. Kishem shechatoso I kafto. Just like you, the Chacham, say that until he brings his chatos, it's not considered done with the tuma. Kain ashamo ma'akvo. We hold that even the bringing of the Asham is also ma'akiv. Now notice he didn't say the ola. So the Chacham say you just have to bring the chatas and now you're starting a new period of time. Whereas Rishmol, Benosha Ryokhan Roka says you have to bring the chatas and the Asham, but not the ola. So the word says, Bishlomo Rebbe Eliezer. Now this should be, again, without the word Rebbe Eliezer. So we could read this with the word Rebbe Eliezer and saying it's actually talking about the Shita of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, which is the Shita, if you hold that this Rebbe Eliezer is present here, is the same Shita. So Bishlam Rebbe Eliezer, if you hold like that, that the word is Goris of Eliezer, which is the Shita of Yosef of Yehuda, Amar Kra, we understood, we explained this previously. The Kidash is Rosho Bayomahu, the Bayomahu moved it up to day 7. Afa Bishlohi Vikarbanosav, even though it's not yet day 8, and he's not eligible to bring his Karbanos, in this situation, he's able to start counting his Naziris Bitara. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and according to those that have the Yisra, Rebbe Eliezer, the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. If you're not going to the word Rebbe Eliezer like the Gra, so then Bishlomo LeRebbe, this works out very well according to Rebbe, on my quote. The Pasuk says, V'ki dashes rosho bayomahu, the extra words bayomahu tell us that afa pishlohi v'korbanosav, even though he didn't yet bring the korbanos, but it's day 8, so therefore that's Rebbe's opinion that we start counting his Naziris Bitara. Now, the Rabbanon, the Chachamim, that was the third opinion. Hahu, what do we need the word by Yom Hahu? Afa pishlo hevi ashamo. It comes to teach us that even though he only brought the chatas, but didn't bring the asham, and certainly not the ola, so That's what the word Bayom Ahu comes to teach us, that you don't have to bring the Oshan. It's enough that you just brought the Chatos. But now, El Rabbi Shmuel, Haulamali, Kunt Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with the extra words Bayom Ahu? It can't be coming to teach us that you don't need to bring the Oshem. He holds you do have to bring the Oshem. He can't be telling you you don't have to bring the Chatos, like Rabbi said, because he holds you have to bring the Chatos. So what did the words Bayom Ahu teach according to Rabbi Shmuel? El Rabbi Shmuel, Hahu, Bayom Ahu, Lamali, so Amaloch, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha, Yochab, Yochab, would answer, Hahu, the word Bayom Ahu, Afapishlohivi, Oloso. Oh, there's three Kabanos. So even though he only brought the Chatos and the Oshem, even though he didn't bring the Ola, one could start counting the Naziris Vitara. That's what Bayom Ahu comes to teach according to Rishmol, Benosha Yochanan Brokna. New, Rabbanan, what do they do? They have Bayom Ahu to exclude the Osham. How do they know that's also excluding the Ola? Rabbanan, they say, Ola, lo boy miyuta. You don't need a miyut to exclude the Ola, because the Ola is not being brought for Kapara. The Osham and the Chatas are being brought for Kapara. And the Pasuk said, the Chiper. But the Ola that's not brought as a Kapara, Doron bi'almahu. It's a present. It's a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you don't need the Pasuk by Yom Hu to exclude it. Now, the Gemara explains what I just said outside, inside a little bit more. Mai tamayu d'rabban. What is the svar of the Chachamim to say that the Bayom Ahu comes to exclude the Osham, but not the Chatos? If you're going to tell me the simple understanding of the words, but that can't be, because V'chiper was talking about the Chatos, and only after the Pasuk says Bayom Ahu does it mention the Osham. So if you follow the flow of the Pesukim, you shouldn't need Bayom Ahu to exclude the Osham. It should be excluded because it hasn't yet been mentioned in the Pesukim. The Gemara says, no, we still need it, because the Tanya, the Pasuk says, V'hizir Lashem es yimei nizro, v'hevi keves ben shnaso liyosham, because the next Pasuk does tell us that he has to bring an osham. And I would have said, ma tamud lomar, in all other cases in the Torah, when a person brings an osham, it's ma'akev. If he doesn't bring the osham, he doesn't get his kapara. Normally, a kapara is brought about by the osham. So even though here the psukim come afterwards, I would have said, no, it definitely is ma'akev. And until you bring the osham, you can't start your naziris. Therefore, yochol av zeh ma'akev. I would have said over here too, but the not bringing of the Osham is not going to let you start counting, according to the Chachamim, the Naziris B'Tahara, and we turn to your Tesa with Aleph, Kamash Malan, Talmud Lomar, V'hizir V'hevi, that's why it says, V'hizir V'hevi, Ava Bishlo Hevi Hizir, even though he didn't yet bring the Osham, Hizir, it is considered a valid start of his new Naziris B'Tahara. What does Rav Shmuel Beno Shul Ryokhan Broka do with this? Rav Shmuel Beno Shul Ryokhan Broka, oh man, no. He says, the pasuk tells us, a mosai, when is this true? V'hizir v'hevi, a mosai, hizir bizman shehevi. He only can start his count over here, his naziris, bizman shehevi, if he brought his osham. So now we have the full understanding of these four shitos. The first one is Rosi Rabbi Yehuda, which we said also, if you're Goris Rabbi Eliezer, is also the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that says that after you brought your taglachas on day 7, after you became tar from your tumas neis by having the azoya and shlishi shvi and going to the mikvah, so then you can start your naziris. Rebbe says you start your naziris on day 8 in the morning without having brought any korbanos. The opinion of the chachamim, the rabbanon, is that as long as you brought your chatas, that's when you start counting. And the opinion of Rishmol, Benosha, Yochanan, and Mibrok is that you have to bring your chatas and your osham. And everybody agrees that you don't have to bring the ola in order to start the count. Yitzhashem, we'll continue in the discussion a little bit more tomorrow, but with this we conclude today's shir.